Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
The Blues don't have an empty net goal in these playoffs yet. Barbashev got it! 5-1 Blues! Empty net goal! Ivan Barbashev just helped the Blues put a handful on the Sharks in Game 6. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can feel it. And the best part, St. Louis, it ain't over.
St. Louis radio, obviously, these play-by-play guys are big on smelling the cup.
You clearly can squeeze it, you can sniff it, but there's still work to be done.
So that's, again, St. Louis radio, Blues, Bruins, all set. Just looking at one website here, the Bruins are minus 165 favorites in this series. They should be. Speaking of handicapping this series, the Felger Maz off-air show, Facebook Live at 6 p.m. I'll be joined by the Bankroll Boys.
Oh, good one.
Or maybe one of them or both of them still in talks. But you'll have some form of handicapping with Dan Lifschatz and or Jeopardy Joe Murray. 6 o'clock, Facebook Live, Felger Maz off-air show. Join us for that today. Right now, coming up in 54 minutes.
So just real quick, do you have the St. Louis odds in front of you too?
Plus 135. Plus 135.
Not high enough to bet.
So you would have bet St. Louis.
I mean, you give me like, you know, the Bruins are minus 165.
2-1, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, someone's chasing. Didn't you lose on Columbus?
Yes.
I did, yeah. And Dallas.
But just Columbus. I like the Bruins. Minus 165, I'd lay that. I mean, I feel they're favorites and should be prohibitive favorites. And just several reasons, I'll go over them quickly. Maz thinks this is going to be a 7-game war, comes down to the wires. He'll tell you why he feels that way. This is why I feel my way. And that is, first of all, talent-wise, I think, you know, you're a little more talented, but I think you're a lot more experienced, and I think the style is conducive to you. The teams that would scare me and why the Sharks scared me is their explosiveness. I mean, I've said this all day, so if you heard it before, I'm sorry. But just resetting, I don't think St. Louis plays an explosive style, and I feel good about that. The teams that would worry me if I'm the Bruins are Toronto, the speed, attack, and that's what San Jose is. Now, I know San Jose has problems in net and not as tight defensively, and ultimately you could have sprung leaks with San Jose as well. So I'm not telling you San Jose's perfect. But I think that if San Jose got their offense going and their speed going and that offensive attack going, you're on your heels. And I saw Toronto do that to you. I saw Columbus do that to you at times. I thought Tampa would have done that to you. It's a tough matchup. Those are the teams that scare me with the Bruins, the explosive teams. I do not think St. Louis plays that way. They have some talent. They have some explosive talent, but it's not how they play. They play kind of a conservative grind style, and I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with that if I'm the Bruins. So that's number one. Number two, you're playing better. You're playing better, and you are better. So we can just start with that. I mean, there's not a thing that St. Louis does better than you in these playoffs. Playoff stats, okay? Goals scored per game. Goals for. Bruins are second in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Second of 16 teams, 3.35 per game. St. Louis is fourth, 3.0. Goals against. Bruins are first, 1.9. St. Louis is fifth, 2.53. Power play, big one. Bruins are first, 34%. St. Louis is ninth. Penalty kill. Bruins are fourth. St. Louis is 11th. You just want to go goaltending. Rask has a .942 save percentage these postseason games. Bennington, .914. Rask's goals against, .184. Bennington, .236. There's not a thing that St. Louis does better than you. So there's that. There's also, again, I'll just say, I think historically speaking, teams like St. Louis, i.e. the low-seeded Cinderella, usually loses this round. They get here. In hockey, the Cinderella gets here and can get to the cup final. But generally, in the last decade anyway, they line up against what I would consider a more legitimate team, and that's where it ends. An expansion team last year made the final, Vegas. They lost to Ovechkin in the Capitals. Nashville, 3 years ago, made the finals as a wild card team. Ran up against Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, lost. A good example of a team that did win it all was L.A. the year after you did in 2012. L.A. was an 8 seed. They were the 8th seed in 2012 when they won. Except they beat a team that was the 6th seed in the Devils. And then they won it again 2 years later. So was L.A. really a fluke? I don't think so. Here are the last 10 Stanley Cup champions. Capitals, Penguins, Penguins, Blackhawks, Kings, Blackhawks, Kings, Bruins, Blackhawks, Penguins. Hall of Famers all over the place. Hall of Famers, multi-champion teams, multi-finals appearance teams. Those are the teams that win. Teams that lost some of those years, Vegas, an expansion team, Nashville, a wild card team, Devils, a 6 seed, lose. Chicago, their first cup, they beat the Flyers, who were an 8 seed who qualified for the playoffs in a shootout in the last day of the year. Cinderella. Cinderellas can get to the finals in the Stanley Cup. They rarely, rarely win it. And I think St. Louis is the Cinderella, and you're that established team. So that's why I like the Bruins.
Okay, so I look at that, and I look at all the numbers you rattle off, and I say, okay, the goals for again? Second for the Bruins, fourth for the Blues?
Yes, correct.
That's a big gap?
Nope, pretty close.
Okay, goals against, the Bruins are first, the Blues are fifth?
Yep.
Is that a big gap?
Pretty close.
Okay, that one's close. So the biggest gap was in special teams?
Correct.
Okay, except that St. Louis never goes in the box. Like, so that's another one I look at, and I say, in terms of penalty minutes per game, St. Louis has the fewest in the postseason. The Bruins have the second fewest. So suggest to me that you're not going to see a lot of power plays in the series. And I'm just going by the numbers. Maybe there will. Like, I didn't think we were going to see a ton of them in the Columbus series. And as it turns out, the deeper we went, we did. But if there are no penalties, there's no advantage there. So my fear is that this is going to be a 5-on-5 series. And what scares me about the Blues is I think they're bigger and stronger than you are.
Can you look up?
I used the word tougher earlier, and that's not fair. It's unfair to the Bruins because the Bruins are tough. I don't have a concern about the Bruins' toughness. I have more concern about their strength against St. Louis because I think the Blues are gigantic. And they're going to hit the crap out of you, and I think over a series that's going to have it's going to take its toll.
And they're seemingly just as resilient as the Bruins have been, or at least since January, to get this far. In the competition they've played in this postseason, no joke, Winnipeg, Dallas, obviously San Jose. So I think it'll be a tougher series than you might expect, and some others do. I've heard, you know, it'll be a sweep 5 games. I think it could go 6 or 7. But that said, I'm taking the Bruins simply because of the power play. It's been lethal. What is 34%?
Yes.
And Rask has been better than Binnington, even just looking at the sample size of the playoffs. And it's proven when you look at how leaky Binnington's been in some of the games during this run compared to the Bruins and Rask. I looked it up. 5 games during this run, Binnington's given up 4 goals or more. Rask, it's 1. Almost 2 months ago in that first game against Toronto.
Huh. I'm worried about Binnington, too, if I'm a Blues fan. Because I look at that and I say, you know what, he's good. I'm not telling you he sucks because he's clearly played well. But I'm not sure he's as good as everyone thinks he is. He's a good story. But I wonder if there are, you know, some of the stuff that I've seen with him in this last series, you know, it's in some soft goals. And I think their decor in front of him is awesome. I think it's got more to do with that than it actually does with him. But you know, I just think that they are going to turn this thing to a tractor pull, and it's going to come down to bounces of the puck in overtime games, and a big one, how it's called. How it's called. And I just don't like putting it in the hands of the refs. I think the Bruins are better, but I don't think the gap is big, and I think people are making that mistake.
So I don't think it's big either. I just think it's there, and I think it's definitive. I think the gap is, you know, whatever it is, it's there. And the Bruins should win this series. They should win this series. Don't tell me.
No, so I feel the same way.
So, I mean, again,
like if they lose this, I'm going to have a hard time tolerating that.
So St. Louis, I'm sorry, they are the Cinderella. Preseason, they were supposed to be good. They were supposed to be good, and their roster's good, okay? But they weren't. So this is a team that changed their coach, brought up the fourth string goalie, the fourth goalie on their depth chart, and were in last place in the league on January 1st. That team typically doesn't win it. They might get there. They might upset some people. but that's not the team that wins it against a team that's now in their third cup in 9 years and has anywhere from 2 to 5 Hall of Famers on their roster. That's not – that would be a gag if you lose this series. That would be – what a blown opportunity that would be for the Bruins, and you would have underachieved if – and so that's another thing I think that's in the Bruins' favor. They ain't just happy to be here, nor should they be, because if they lose, this is a fail. If they lose, this is a fail. In St. Louis, this is the first time, you know, Gloria, it's the first time they've been here in 50 effing years. It's the longest gap in between Stanley Cup finals in league history by about 20 years. I saw this today on the NHL Network. The second longest streak was like 29 years for the Red Wings from when they made it back in the 90s to going back in the 40s or whatever it was. No team has had to go more than 30 years between cup finals. The Blues went 49 freaking years.
Did anything iconic happen in that series that last time?
So there's a list of topics we will not be talking about on this show. You can do that on your podcast or online or someone else's show. We don't care about Backus going back home. Sidebar, non-factor. I don't care about the barbecue in St. Louis, and I'm sorry I've ever brought it up to begin with. And I don't care about the St. Louis hockey market. I don't care. And, oh, I really don't care about Bobby Orr in 1970. Means nothing. Zero. Not a Stanley Cup rematch. Not.
Can I ask a quick question?
But yes.
When's the last time Toronto went to the finals?
67.
So it's longer than these guys.
So I saw the graphic today. They said 49 years was the longest by far. 29 was next. So, I mean, it would seem to be right, Maz. Have they made this final since? I don't think
they have.
No.
Toronto.
So maybe it's Toronto.
You losers. Wow, you're behind St. Louis. You suck.
Either way, there's this thing about, again, if the Bruins lose, we're going to kill them. And their fans are going to be pissed. And everyone's going to look at them like, you failed. And it's not going to be a happy existence. We're not going to look and say, well, that was a success. You're going to say, you blew it. In St. Louis, I mean, without having been there, you know, recently, I would not be surprised if there's a little bit of great season, great run, you know, we'll get them next time. We're just happy to be here. And I think that that works in your favor. That's another thing. All right, so those are our thoughts on the series. What are yours? To you right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jordan Binnington is very patient for a young goalie. He's got very active hands. I would say that he handles a puck maybe a little bit more than Tuukka, very adept at handling the puck. On Tuukka Rask right now, patient. At times, he stood on his feet. He made saves on Justin Williams, glove saves in the slot, standing on his feet. Tuukka is maybe a little bit smoother, maybe a little bit more elegant in his movement.
Both great. If Tuukka plays the way Tuukka has been playing, I love St. Louis' story. I just don't see anybody beating him. If he plays that way, That's a real tough out.
Kevin Weeks, Mike Rupp, NHL Network. On the goalie matchup, back to your phones as promised. Scott and Weymouth, go.
All right, here we go, Felga. Sorry about earlier. I missed you there.
Just go.
I'm going to tell you, here we go. I'm going to tell you, no one mentioned this, the best player that's never won the Cup. Are you ready?
Yep.
Easily. And I'm going to quick take on the Bruins.
Oh, God.
Mike Modano. He could fly. Do you remember Mike Modano?
Yeah, he was on that Stars team at the end?
No. Good question. Maybe he did win the Cup. And then the other one I didn't. Good question, Felger.
Thank you.
Really cool. I'm impressed.
Oh, he won it in 99.
Hello?
He won it in 99.
Really? All right. Well, I have one other one, and then a quick take on the Bruins. And
no,
then
get to your Bruins take before I hang up on you.
Trevor Linden's another one. Trevor
Great, very Linden. Good. Bruins take.
All right. This Bruins team, Felger, they're going to sweep them and save this drop. I'll tell you why they're going to sweep them. They have what's known as the it factor. It's palpable.
Okay. You save that, Jimmy? Make sure you save that.
No.
Make sure we save Scott and Weymouth and that blazer. They have the it factor.
Okay. What happened to you?
How many times does Scott from Weymouth say, okay, here we go, and then doesn't go?
What happened to your trigger finger?
What do you think I gave him too much time there?
Oh,
yeah,
my God, did you ever? Yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
Seriously.
Be better.
Kevin in Boston on the NFL overtime. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Murray, so your point is you want defense to matter, but you want the rules to stay the same. And we all know how much the Patriots' defense mattered in that overtime. So why wouldn't you, as somebody who actually wants defense to matter, want the team that went down and scored a touchdown to have to make a defensive stop to win the game?
This is a great point. Defense matters more if you actually have to play your defense.
100%.
Oh, God, Kevin, if you were here, I'd kiss you on the lips.
And what team does he root for?
I'd give you a mouth kiss.
Don't
reduce it to a fan.
No, because this is what you've reduced it to.
No,
this
I'm
is
not.
What it is.
I'm not.
You're anti-Patriot. That's what it comes down to. You're
oh
not a fan
God.
Of one of these
I
teams.
I can't believe you're playing that game with me, Murray.
Of course it is. Oh, you're Mr. Fairness now? That's what you want?
I am.
Oh, it's such a crock.
I am
so
fair.
Contrived.
Believe
I am
fair.
Sir Fairness.
Master Fairness, if you will.
He's been knighted.
I'm totally upfront that I'm sick to death of Patriots fans. Sick to death. Up to here. Up to my gullet with you people. No question about it.
2015, when they lose in overtime, when they stupidly elect to kick the ball off against the Jets in overtime, were you caterwauling about it then? Oh, well, it would be nice if Tom Brady got another chance here in overtime.
Well, no. They actually elected to kick off, though. They actually won that toss. But his point, just take out the fan thing, Murray. If it's really about the defense, why not have a system where your defense actually has to play? The way it is now is that if you win the toss, you get to hide your crappy defense. So if defense matters, getting both teams with a chance actually tests your defense. It guarantees your defense is going to be tested. I mean, it's a brilliant point.
Yeah. Well, the Rams were able to do it without winning the toss. I told you. I think that if you have a weakness, that's your problem. The Patriots, I mean.
Since they've gone to this format in the playoffs, there's been five such instances. Three times a team that won the toss went down and scored a touchdown to win. So that's 60%. That's just too high. Small sample, but I just feel a lot of these games at the end, they're shootouts. No one stops anyone. It's just the way these games are. And so the winner of the coin toss is going to win the game. And I just think that's silly when you have all these great quarterbacks. Give them both a crack.
I told you, I'm not taking a Patriots side in this one way or the other. I just look at the two conference championship games. One team won the toss and won. One team won the toss and lost because the other team's defense made a stop. I'm okay with that being a 50-50.
It's 60. I told you, 3 out of 5.
I'm just going by a smaller, more recent sample.
Daniel on the South Shore. Haven't heard from you in a while, Danny.
Yeah,
how
where you
doing?
Been, Danny?
I figured I'd give you guys a break, you know?
it's tree growing season, isn't it?
Everybody, yeah, it is, actually. Boating season and palm tree season. So, anyways, everybody can use a break from me once in a while. Anyways, on the overtime, now, Maz and Murray, if you say, oh, just make a stop, then why would you rip Belichick for deferring against
exactly.
the Jets.
Thank you. Another great point.
You make a stop, if you defer.
No, I can give you a very simple answer for that, Danny.
Go ahead.
Because he has Tom Brady?
Oh, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous.
What? You wouldn't take the ball with Tom Brady as your quarterback?
Well, no,
you win the toss and you wouldn't take the ball.
If defense matters.
Wait a minute. If you make a stop in the overtime, then all you got to do is kick a field goal and you win.
What's the strength of your team?
The conditions are bad. The wind is bad. There is a case for deferring.
Danny, good point, especially when you go against Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, please. If you have Tom Brady, you don't take the ball.
He's anti-Brady. He's biased, too.
I'm just saying, if defense matters, what's wrong with putting your defense on the field against Ryan Fitzpatrick? It's not a bad point.
Yeah, well, why can't your Fraggle Rock-haired quarterback there that you want to see out there in overtime so much, why can't he put up any points in the first half of that AFC?
Who's my Fraggle Rock?
You know who? Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes should have another chance. He's the MVP. Mahomes. Put up points in the first half of that game.
Fraggle Rock?
And Belichick put his defense out there against Peyton Manning in a regular season game in Foxborough and won.
Against the Broncos that year?
Yeah.
Because
of the wind.
It was a Peter. As Wes Welker didn't get away from the punt.
This is true. That was a factor in that game. I'm just telling you, I'm sorry. If I have Tom Brady, I'm taking the ball every time.
Derek in Maine on the Bruins. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, by the way, that guy that didn't think Mike Modano won the cup, he doesn't watch hockey because he would have known that. Hey, real quick question for you guys. How do you guys want to see the Bruins win the cup? Do you guys want to see the Bruins win the cup at home like I do in 5 or 7?
Oh, I'm not good. Don't do that, Derek.
I hate this.
That's a surefire way to jinx the thing and lose it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. If the Bruins lose the Stanley Cup, which I don't think they will, then that is an epic fail of the season. That 19-game point streak doesn't even matter.
It is. It's so true. This part, I think, plays to the Bruins' favor. There's pressure on them to win. They have to win this. Don't tell me you're going to lose to the freaking Blues.
See, their veteran guys know it. Their veteran guys know it. Because, again, they've been to two already, and they've lived it both. And they said the last one was the loss. There's no way they are saying, oh, man, it's nice to get back here again. Okay, let's just play it out and go home. No way.
Playing with house money, we've already overachieved. No, that's St. Louis. If they want to play that card, I don't know if they do, but they're the ones who would play that card.
So I just feel like the Bruins have more guys who understand that.
They know what's at stake here. They're not treating it like the Patriots did against the Eagles a few years ago.
But not only that, I think they have enough guys, more guys, who know that you have to treat every trip to the final as your last. Because they're older, they've been around longer. You know, the goalie in St. Louis, Binnington.
25 years old.
What could he know?
First start January 7th of this year.
What could he possibly know? He thinks he's going to get back there next year already. So they'll lose and he'll say, I'll get another crack at this. When the reality is you don't know and you couldn't possibly know that until you're 42 years old and you're moving at the speed of an iceberg, for crying out loud, and it takes forever and you say, you know what, this might be it. So I think the Bruins do have that in their favor.
We continue with your thoughts after Murray's fine update.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, how do you deal with a hot goaltender during this break? Like, is nobody talking to Tuca right now?
No, I just saw him in there. Bergie's chatting with him over breakfast, to be honest with you, so that's a bad rumor.
All right, so they're not giving Rass the silent treatment. Cassidy on this morning with TNR. Again, keep telling you, want to listen to that whole interview, 98.5thesportshub.com or the app, 98.5thesportshub app. We got the matchup on the table, the goaltending on the table, the layoff and how they're handling that. Did a bunch of Joe Thornton today as he loses again last night. Done. Probably going to end his career without a cup. Only one final. One of the great losers in hockey history. And I like the kid. Likeable guy. And I hate to like dump all over him like that, but it's really what he is. And, I mean, so we've talked about this. He'll go down as, if not the greatest, one of the top three. I don't know. Aginla, Marcel Dion, Thornton. Who belongs ahead of Joe Thornton?
I mean, honestly, the more I think about it, I put Thornton number one. And again, I come back to that thing. You know, they look at the teams he had. It's one thing to say Marcel Dion played a million games. Okay, he did. Did the Kings ever have a good team those years? The Kings sucked when I was growing up.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. They sucked. They were awful. And, you know, Aginla, you know, Mike from Woburn called in. He said, who's the best player Aginla ever played with? Fair point. Like, maybe Aginla was really the guy that drove him there. And you said yourself, you have the perception of him being a winner. Thornton had players. San Jose had teams. I mean, there were plenty of years there where they could have very easily won the cup, and they didn't win it. Like, the more I think about it, Thornton might be number one on the list.
I think you're not giving Lindros enough credit when it comes to that list of losers.
Sure.
Number one pick as well. Got to a finals. Didn't they get swept by Detroit?
Yes, he was. He was swept. Yeah, but he just wasn't at it long enough.
Yeah.
He had injuries, too, right? The whole concussion thing.
But considering the buzz, the size, the ability, I think he's pretty close, but he didn't obviously have the longevity.
But this is something, unfortunately, Thornton, you know, so, but the Bruins angle is, did they have it right? I mean, what a wretched trade that was. Trade the MVP for Marco Sturm and Mark Stewart and Wayne Primo? A horrible return. But, did they recognize he just wasn't the guy? Did they know it? They had just drafted Bergeron, and they said, we can't win with this guy. Were they ultimately right? I think they were. We play that great Mike O'Connell quote. You know, here's another quote. It was about a beef that, again, I can't remember. It's our buddy John Tortorella. I think he was with the Rangers, but again, I can't remember. I don't even remember what the beef was. Thornton got in a beef with one of Tortorella's players. And this is what Tortorella said, and this is what Joe's going to have to wear for probably the rest of his life.
You know, Joe's a heck of a player, but here's a player popping off about our team, and Joe hasn't won a thing in this league. He could go down as a player, being one of the better players in our league, never to win anything. So what he should do is just shut up, because it was uncalled for, it was classless, and it I've never had it happen like that before.
Okay, so that's it. That's the label.
Well, and look, again, the only way to shed that is to win. And I don't know if he's coming back or not. This might be it. He wouldn't comment on it, right? Like, he's number one, I think.
Okay, back to the phones. As promised, Paul in Las Vegas. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. I got two. How about the Stastny brothers in Quebec and Tony Esposito?
So Tony Esposito is one I got into.
That's a good one.
So there's some goalies on the list. Hank Lundqvist.
Lundqvist, another good one.
Tony Esposito. There's another one. I mean, Pekka Rene, modern. So there's, you know, Carey Price. There's a handful of goalies. There's a handful of goalies. So I sort of separate them a little bit. Tuukka Rask. I mean, there's guys. I sort of put them to the side. That's another category. I think there's more of those goalies than there are skaters that you say, whoa.
But going back to forwards and defensemen, I brought it up earlier. P.K. Subban is certainly trending that way, unfortunately.
Okay, he is. Stamkos is the next one.
Yep.
You know, so.
I mean, Stamkos has got to be careful here. He's starting to enter into that area.
You don't want to get on that list.
He's been around 10 years now, hasn't he?
You don't want to get on that list. Wayne and Grafton, hi.
Yeah, technically, Tuukka does have a cup, even though he was a passenger
That's
in 2011. And I'm sorry, I lost you earlier, Mike. I was cracking open another beer, and that's what happens with old guys. But I have to be a little facetious, and I know 49 years means nothing, and I'm puckering up because I know the way you feel about this. It's not the same comparison. I think the Bruins are going to win, but I remember seeing them coming down Stewart Street. I was 24 years old watching the parade. You like this, Maz, watching the parade? So, Mike, I'm getting ready to pucker up for you. I'm ready to kiss your moist undercarriage.
Okay, Wayne. Thank you. Yes. Seeing the Bruins come through Scully Square, what they used to call it?
No idea.
Scully
Square.
Scully Square.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 1970.
Yeah.
And the Stanley Cup rematch 49 years later. Oh, please. And that says that can kiss the inside of my ass with that one. And Wayne wants to, apparently. And here's another topic. Trip advice. I don't want... Quick, Mike, quick. 20 seconds for trip advice.
I need 20 seconds for each of you. Michael, what you need to do is forget what you've become for the last 30 years. Go back to your Wisconsin roots when you go to St. Louis. Be a really nice person because the people out there are so nice. It's nauseating.
Yeah, I agree.
Big Jim.
Yes.
I'm the one that told you about the Eagles concert, so that should lend some credibility to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Went to a rib joint. The line was out the door and around the building.
I'm not going there. I'm going to cut you off. First of all, this is for the podcast. Second of all,
I can't wait till we get to that desolate wasteland.
You're not one of these people that stand in line for effing food, are you?
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why you travel, Mike.
It's just food.
Yeah, it's just food.
I can't ask that.
Yeah, ask it on the
podcast. Stand in line for food. Those people, the foodies who stand in line for food, it's just food. Mm-hmm. Eat your food and get on with your day. Oh, yes. I'm going to waste half of my day standing in line to taste food?
Half the reason to travel is so you can go experience the tastes and cultures of other people.
I'm not going to stand in line for it, so I schlep across the country, get on a plane to stand in line for what, food?
Yeah, Felger, if you go to Smokey's Rib House, you got to get the cornbread.
For a certain kind of barbecue sauce? It's the most asinine thing. But those people, I don't get you people.
Just give me my protein shake and kale in my newspaper.
Let's stand in line for food.
Yeah, make sure you ask for extra cornbread.
Here's another idea. Eat your food and get on with your day. Devin in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Devin.
Hey, I got one more goalie for you. Cujo, Curtis Joseph, never won a cup. And then I got two forwards who kind of remind me of Thornton. Daniel Alfredson of the Senators.
Good
played
one.
There forever. 1,000-point
yep.
career.
Yep.
Only got to one cup.
He's on one of
and
them.
And then Adam Oates.
Yeah, Oatsy.
But he was more of a journeyman, but he has over 1,000 assists alone, but he never won a cup.
No,
too.
He played on a
huge thing.
Played on a good Bruins team, played on a good Blues team, never won anything.
I hate going down this road.
People love this topic. They I don't do, know why. Oh, my God. Why? Why?
Yeah, has anybody said John Rattel?
Seriously, like all day long on the calls, my emails, like, okay. Oh, God. Okay. Rapid fire, real quick. Chris and Revere, go.
Mike Gottner, Pieter Jean. And I think Matt Sundin and one more.
Okay, Mike Gatna and Pierre de Turgeon and the Sundins. Pat and Worcester, go. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You want to talk about something else. Just wait 1 minute. Matt in Bellingham, who do you got without a cup?
I got Pavel Bure.
Okay, we mentioned him earlier as well. People could do this all day long.
They love this topic.
We could do this 8 hours. Never mind four. We could do this 8 hours a day, every day, with every Jamoke calling in for their player that never won the cup.
Pat LaFontaine.
Yeah, Felga, I still put Thornton number one on the list because he doesn't have a cup, and he didn't need to wear one because there was nothing to protect.
Oh, God.
Phil Housley?
This is why we have the internet, for you to talk about your effing barbecue and your food.
I loved Pat LaFontaine.
And Backus going back to St. Louis. Like, what does that matter?
Dale Hunter?
And the or goal. Frank in Boston. Go ahead, Frankie.
Frankie.
Yes, it's you.
I mean, Felga.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you got the whole idea wrong about Bobby.
No, I'm so right. I'm so right about that goal. So overrated.
No. You weren't even alive when that guy played.
I was.
Okay, if you were alive and you saw it went from beginning to the very end, that was a climatic finish to a climatic career year that he had.
Yeah, he played another 5 or 6 years there, Frankie. He didn't climax anything.
Got to give him credit where credit is due, that goal. It's world-renowned, that goal.
The goal was nothing. The goal was overrated. Player was great, great era, all of that. That goal, please.
Frankie, call anytime. I like you.
They even got a statue.
That goal. Seriously. Sweep an expansion team.
Climatic.
Third straight year, the expansion team got swept.
It was humid in there.
You sweep them. Someone snaps a pitcher, and all of a sudden, people think that goal was something. Like, it's just absurd. Pat and Worcester on the overtime rule. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, Felger.
Yeah,
can we agree that the offense is heavily favored?
Yes.
So wouldn't you think 60% is kind of low?
No.
I mean, how is that not low? I mean,
it's high.
I think it's the opposite. If you let both teams get it, it's just going to become a shootout in the overtime.
No,
you don't have it. There's no need for a defense. It's just who can score the most.
60% is high. For 60% to end with the first team who won the coin toss winning that overtime playoff game, that's too high.
It's almost 50-50.
It's not. It's not almost 50-50. It's 60-40.
It was 50-50 this postseason.
Correct, it was.
Championship week.
Yeah, I still think that's too high.
I don't. 50-50 is exactly what it should be. Could go to either team.
I think if over half the time the team that wins the toss just goes down and scores, that's not. And that's. I don't know. That's just not the best product. It's just not. It's more entertaining to have each team give a crack. It just is. Should we only play half an inning in baseball?
In overtime playoff hockey, if the team wins the faceoff and immediately goes scores, should the other team get an opportunity to score?
Oh, that's really a fair analogy.
Oh, of course it is.
Football possession and hockey possession, those are exactly the same, Murray. Good call. You cracked the case there, buddy.
Huh. No, you're just mad because you're wrong. You lost. They didn't even vote on it.
I'll tell you what, though,
because they know how stupid it is.
Now that you mention it, your baseball solution would lead to faster games.
I think we should. Half inning, that's it. First one to score, doesn't matter what inning.
Sudden death in baseball.
I like it. Believe me.
I like it. I like the idea.
All for it. Anything other than that, 18 inning, even in the World Series, I take that all the way through the World Series. Anything that ends the game. Kevin in Bedford on Joe Thornton. Yes, Kevin.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I heard you, Felger, talk about what they traded for Thornton and what they got in return. The main thing you got to look at with the Thornton trade isn't what they got in return. It's the salary cap room they created to add Chara in his prime, because we'd all agree that we would rather have had Chara for the years we had him than having Thornton here.
So you're kind of right. So let me tell you what happened. An analogy I use all the time is that you succeeded from failure, the producers. That trade was so horrible and sent you into such a spiral that it hurt business. Finally, you stopped going. Season tickets went to an all-time low in 2006, 2007. Revenue dried up to an all-time low. And finally, the guy in Buffalo said, I'm going to have to do something here. And you went out and you signed Mark Savard and Zdeno Chara in 2006, 2007. And that started the rebuild. So the Thornton trade was a success only because you botched it so badly. If you had gotten good pieces back on that return and remained sort of just a middling 6, 7, 8 seed, I don't know if Jerry would have done a thing.
So that's a good point.
You had to hit rock bottom for Jacobs to finally start investing in the team. So that's why the caller's kind of right.
I mean, so what year was the trade again?
I think it was 05.
Okay.
05, 06.
So they had a couple of years there that were pretty dark. I mean, it was bad.
Telling you, when they made the playoffs again in 07, 08, and they played Montreal, they sold billboard space on the boards to Montreal pizza parlors, which obviously anyone in the building is not going to go, dial, nuff, 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 for pizza. It was for the Montreal TV audience. The sponsorships here had sunk to such a point where they couldn't sell their own board space. They had to sell to Montreal pizza parlors for the Montreal television broadcast. Think of that. That's where it was. But and that game in 08 sort of started the rebuild as well. So that's the Thornton trade. Want to hear O'Connell one more time? The great blast in all the sports?
I'm telling you, I'm not joking. In the 10 years we've been on, there are a handful of highlights. This is one of them. This comment is one of the great, broadside shots you will ever see.
Okay, we've only played this like 6 times today. But I'd rather do this and talk about David Backus, Orr's goal, or barbecue.
Peter Stastny.
Mike O'Connell, or take your calls on the best player without a cup. We have Mike O'Connell here 7 years ago on our air discussing the Bruins winning the cup and the satisfaction he took in the way that they won it.
It is satisfying to me. It really is. I'd be lying if I didn't say it, that the Bruins won it before San Jose. That was a controversial trade. We knew that it was going to cause a lot of waves, and eventually it probably cost you my job. But so it is, and I don't think, and you might differ with me, I don't think the Bruins would have won the Stanley Cup if they had Joe Thornton on this team.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, and the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? Only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town
Nobody,
Fair
John.
Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
Two pieces of sound to get to today. We'll start with this. I came in hot today, but it matters little, as I'm actually happy. I get the finals matchup that I wanted with the Bruins and the Blues, and more importantly, I'll soon have my barbecue in St. Louis.
All right, Murray, you get your barbecue. Congratulations.
Yep. Boy, what a pain in the ass to try to find a direct flight in and out of that place.
Also, now you're bitching about St. Louis.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's all about you and your flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the old... I'm going to sit here and pretend... I'm going to give you a breakdown of the Blues.
Yeah.
I don't... Mike, what do I know? The goalie. They turned it around in January. They fired the coach. They were beating each other up in camp. They turned it around. It's a great story. They obviously got there for a reason. They look pretty big. Yeah, they kind of remind me of Columbus. What do you want other than that? Let's go enjoy St. Louis and eat some barbecue, and hopefully they win in 5 games. Hopefully it's a sweep.
Why are you so agitated, Murray?
Why do you think?
I don't know.
Traffic.
50 minutes to go 10 miles. Cut through salty, Murray. That's what I've been doing, Mike. Nope. And now that's a nightmare, too.
Apparently not properly. I'll show you. Yes. All right,
give me the Felger jetpack.
I will.
Because that's how I'm convinced how you get here. I don't get the Felger money. You get here with a jetpack. That's how you're able to still get here
just
when
remember,
you leave your house 20 minutes ago.
The right answer is always traffic.
I just have a penis. And so I can drive and get places where I need to go.
Debatable.
At least when it comes to driving. Yes, I drive like a man. Versus you, who I think drive like an old nana.
I shouldn't wear this as a patch of pride, but I kind of do, just so I can counter that. I've once had my license suspended, twice, because of how aggressive driving.
Proves to me you can't drive.
No, I am the only one that knows how to drive.
Well, how do you get caught?
Going too fast.
Because you just you're not paying attention or you're not dialed in.
All right. You're the only one that knows how to drive. I get it.
Well, just in this room, apparently.
Uh-huh. All right. Either way, I know what I'm doing. There's too many people. That's the problem. And apparently now it just starts at noon now. Every day. It's every single day. It's 2 hours,
honestly,
an hour to get here.
I'll come by your place and drive you in and I'll show you how to go.
As somebody who's been in the car in the passenger seat with Felger, he does know how to drive.
Thank you.
No, he's a good driver.
He's efficient.
Yeah. No, very efficient.
Appreciate it.
Makes good use of his time.
Let's hear from Adam in Rhode Island, who is the call of the day.
Oh, my God. This
What's
badge.
Ryan O'Reilly
now exactly? I mean, he's only 28. He's right in the prime of his career, so I assume he's the same guy. Feels to me like he is when I watch him in St. Louis. But keep an eye on that one. That's always been a great matchup. Ryan O'Reilly v. Patrice Bergeron. Adam in Rhode Island, go ahead on the Bs.
Yeah, Ryan O'Reilly with that big -3 throughout the playoffs. Really, really scared. Who's D?
Hold on. This is our 6-year-old from Rhode Island.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry I said something nice about a guy on the other team. Adam. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had callers because you wanted different opinions, not your same bullcrap that you spit out your mouth every day. So what do you want me to stop talking? Do you want my opinion?
I'd like you to stop talking.
The Blues have bigger D, but they're slow as molasses. So my opinion, this series is most likely going to be done in 5 because our speed's going to kill them.
Okay. Very good, Adam. I think your analysis is worthless, frankly. I do. If you can't look at Ryan O'Reilly and say that he's a good player or is giving you trouble, if you just can't admit a fact, then there's really no point listening to you. Go back to the kids' table. I did say I'd rather you not talk. So this, just to be up front, he asked and I answered.
You know, our speed is going to kill him. We can fly. Do you look at the Bruins and say they can fly?
Not really.
No, I mean, I think they have enough.
Few guys.
Yeah. They have enough speed on the team. Their D can skate. I'll give them that. I don't know if the speed's going to kill St. Louis.
Anywho.
Winnipeg was fast. They lost.
Here comes a baseball reporter's nice showing last night by your guys.
Yeah, no, it was a nice performance coming off that big win on Monday to carry the momentum right into Tuesday, which leads me to a big picture question on the Red Sox that, frankly, I think the Boston Globe stole today. So I am going to give you my opinion of where the Red Sox are right now. Also, Eduardo Rodriguez, major step back. We'll get to him. I think the Red Sox or someone maybe in the media corps thought that the Blue Jays were quote-unquote quick pitching the Red Sox and that this is an underhanded tactic. We'll get to all of those during the next little bit, but we're going to start with the big picture assessment because, well, I'll save it for the show.
90 seconds, no commercials. You get Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub, on the off-air show, Facebook Live, myself, and some of the Bankroll Boys. Right now, I'm running in there right this second. Join us there. Goodbye. See you tomorrow, Maz.
Bye.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.